The topic of the last several dafin has been wine. And I think it's kedai to shear one ha'ara. It's a ha'ara nefua on the topic of yayin. So the Gemara said, Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, chamra mazla demarigar. A person's wine is going to be as good and as bad as his mazel. So if the person has good mazel, he's going to have good wine. If he has bad mazel, he's going to have bad wine. Rashbam said that it's not so much his mazel. It's really more, is he a balgaiva or is he not a balgaiva? As if to say, if you're a balgaiva, it's going to be indicative in your wine. And if you're a humble person, when you taste your wine, we're going to chop that you're a humble person. But regardless, Rav Chiya bar Yosef said, chamra mazel demarigar. And we saw on Amud Aleph that this memra isn't just a dvar agada, the in meshivan ala agadas. To the contrary, this is something that has real bona fide halachic ramifications. The Gemara brought a very lamdash halacha for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina and said, upliga the Rav Chiya bar Yosef, meaning this is not just a memra ba'alma, this is something that has real halachic ramifications. But at the same time, ein mikra yoytzei midei pshutai. There is some dvar agada and there's some musar which has to have some pnimius. The Rav Chiya bar Yosef was saying, and that is chamra mazli demarigarim. I saw the Iyun Yaakov on his pirush and ein Yaakov said that maybe this is a new pshat in what the Gemara says, that adam nikar bekisai, bekasai, ubekoisai. One of the three ways you can know who a person is through koisai. So pasha you learn, watch him drink, see how he behaves when he's under the influence. But he said, lafi this Gemara, maybe this is a new taich. Adam nikar bekoisai. Why? Because a person, chamra mazal demarigarim. So drink his wine, and if his wine tastes good, oh, you'll know he's a humble person. And if his wine doesn't taste good, you'll know he's a balgaiva. This is a new taich, he said, in adam nikar bekoisai. But I just want to share with you shot that I saw in the Sefer Gaon Yaakov. Sefer Gaon Yaakov is on Agadata, and it was written by Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Mibavel, the son of the Ben Ishchai. And he says a pshat based on a Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. In fact, if you look in the Ben Yoyada on this Gemara, the Ben Yoyada brings this pshat that he heard Mibni Rabbi Yaakov. So it's this shtickle here in the Sefer Gaon Yaakov, but it requires a little bit of an introduction. So about a year and a half ago, when Daf Yomi finished Masechtas Nozer, I had the privilege to speak at Beis Medrash of Lawrence, which is Tachas the Nesius of Rabbi Fortun Shlita, at their Siyum. I was a guest of Davi Safir, and the topic, Kemuvin, was Divrei Siyum on Masechtas Nozer. The laws of a nazar are that while a nazar is a nazar, he's not allowed to drink wine. Not only is he not allowed to drink wine, but he's not even allowed to eat grapes or anything that has any affiliation or association with wine. He's not allowed to cut his hair, and he's not allowed to come in close contact with a mace. When he finishes his naziris, he brings three karbonas, chatas, anoyla, shlomim. He does a tiglachas, the mitzvah, and then the pasuk says, va'acha yishte ha-nazir yayin. And all the Sfarim are bothered that the Nazir just finished his Naziris, right? He just completed everything that he was supposed to do. So why does the Torah refer to this person now as a Nazir? V'acha yishta Nazir yayin? He just got done with that. He was a Nazir for the last 30 days, for the last 100 days, for the last year. V'acha yishta ha-Nazir? He's not a Nazir anymore. So why does the Torah say V'acha yishta Nazir yayin? So Pashat, the way you learn the Pasuk is, V'acha yishta ha-nazir shayakva, meaning this person that was a Nazir up until this point, now, halakhically speaking, he's not a Nazir, but at the same time, this person that was a Nazir, he's now allowed to go ahead and drink wine. Stating that, the Kozhik of a Goyen, Hashem Yimkam Dami, in his Eretz Tzvi, he brings a machshava nifla that he heard from his Rebbe, Davni Nezer, who said pshat, and why the Torah refers to this Nazir after he already completed his Naziris as still being a Nazir, v'acha yishta Nazir yayin, with a little bit of an introduction. That is, we've mentioned many times throughout the years that it seems that there's a very strong association and correlation between Rava and wine. In fact, some of the most famous memories in Shas that talk about wine seem to be associated with Rava. Just had now on the tzadik vav on the base. The Gemara said, "Amar Rava, kol chamra, the loydori al chad plas maya, Lav chamruhu. So once upon a time, the wine was too drink, was too strong to drink straight, right? You had to cut the wine. You had to dilute it a little bit. And Rava was the one who gave us the recipe in terms of how you're supposed to dilute wine. Rava said that kol chamra deloidori al chatlas maya. If the ratio of wine to water is not going to be one part wine to three parts water, lav chamru, it's not going to be wine. And this has ramifications in halacha. But who said it? Rava said it. We had in yesterday's daf tzadik zayin amar aleph. Rava said, "Soichet adam eshkol shalanovim va'omer olav kiddush hayom." Rava said that a person can take grapes, he can squeeze them, and he can make kiddush. This is the makar that you can make kiddush on grape juice. And who's the one that gave us this halacha that you can make kiddush on grape juice? This is Rava. Rava is the one who taught it to us. The Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, Rava havishasi chamra kulei milo yom de pischa. How did Rava spend his Erev Pesach? He would spend the entire Erev Pesach drinking wine. Why? Because Rava felt that if I'm going to drink wine the whole Erev Pesach, by the time the Seder comes, I'm going to make my broch on the matzah, I'm going to have such a taiva to eat the matzah, that I'm going to eat it with a tremendous cheshik, and that's a hidur, zekeli vanveyu, in the mitzvah of achilat matzah, right? That's why you're not supposed to eat arvei psachim, samach lechashcheich, aloyoich, says the Rashbam, so you should eat the matzah leteyovim, because it says zekeli vanveyu, and Rava wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilat matzah with this great hidur, so he spent the entire Erev Pesach drinking wine. So again, Rava is drinking wine. Another Gemara. Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Zayin, and Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara that tells the story of Rava and Abaya, who we know come together throughout Shas, and they seem to always be together, right? They're always mamish, either arguing or agreeing. The Gemara there says that Abaya and Rava used to even dream the same dreams. And the Gemara says that they both had a Poisach Halomis that they used to go to. His name was Bar Hedya. And you would go to him, you would tell him your dream, and Bar Hedya would tell you what exactly your dream means. And the Gemara says that Abaya used to pay Bar Hedya. And because he used to pay Bar Hedya used to always tell him good things are going to come. Rava didn't pay him, and as a result, he always got, he's very pessimistic, he didn't get good interpretations of his dreams. And the Gemara goes on to tell the story, and whatever Bar Hedya told Abaya happened, and whatever he told Rava happened, and then Rava chap that the way this works is, right, the way you play this game is with Afshmir and Abyssal. And then he did that, and his fate changed. Vadvar Matikim, it's a fascinating blot or so of Gemara in Perakarayim Masechtas Brachos. So just to pick up on two of the dreams, the Gemara says, Amalei, Abaya and Rava, they had the same dream. They come to Bar Hedya, they told him, Chazan Chosa Alpum Dani. We saw lettuce on top of a barrel of wine. What does this mean? So Bar Hedya turns to Abaya. Abaya Amalei tells him, if iskach kechasa. He says, you ever see lettuce? So a head of lettuce, it has all these layers and layers and layers. That's going to be your parnasa, your shefa. He says, your money is going to be coming, mamash, like a chasa. You're going to be pulling off money, and there's going to be more money. And you're going to pull off that, and there's going to be more money on top of that. If iskach kechasa. And Rava said, what about me? He says, you murder iskach kechasa. Right? Chasa is what you eat by murder. He says, your parnasa is going to be as bitter. It's going to be terrible. Your mamash, you're going to lose everything. Either way, the next night, they had a dream again. And chazam bisral pubdani. This time they saw not lettuce on top of a chavis of wine, but they saw flesh on top of a chavis of wine. So Abayu tells Bar Hedya, "Nu, what does this dream mean?" So he told him, "Basik chamrach v'asa kuliyama lemizban bisra v'chamrach minach." He says, "Your wine is going to be such good wine that people are going to come flocking to your wine." And the reason they're going to flock to your wine is because when they eat their meat, they're going to want to eat their meat together with your wine. And that's the remez, right? Meat goes well with wine and vice versa. So the point is that the boss is on top of the wine because this is going to be the perfect glass of wine to have together with me. And Rava says, and what about me? He says, oh, you, takif chamrach. He says, your wine is going to spoil. For us, kuliyam lemizman bistra lemechalbe. He says, people are going to come and they're going to want to buy your wine not to drink. They're going to buy it to use as a dip for cooking. They're going to take the basar and they're going to dip it in. Either way, the Gemara goes on. He continues to tell the stories. Abaya always gets a good interpretation and Rava always gets a miserable, lousy, mamish, a gefarlich, a depressing interpretation. But says Rashi right here in this Gemara, why were Abaya and Rava dreaming so much about wine? I just mentioned two of the dreams. There's even more regarding wine. Why are they dreaming so much about wine? Says Rashi, because heim hoyu mistakim b'yayin. You want to know what Abaya and Rava did for a living? They were in the wine industry, right? Rapapa was in the beer industry. Rava's in the wine industry. So again, you have Rava and wine. That's what he does for a parnasa. I'll give you an edler one that you would miss. The Gemara says in Masechta Soita Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Amar Rava, Shalosh Koisai So Amurais Ben Mitzrayim Lama. So when the Sarah Mashkin dreams, three times it says the word Kois. The Kois Pare Biyodi. The Eschat Oisam El Kois Pare. The Etenes HaKois Al Kav. So why does it three times Kois Yayin? So he says, referring to the three cups of wine, like in a bad way, Kois Tamrurim, that Egypt is going to have to drink. One was in the times of Moshe, one was in the times of Paru Nechai, and this is interesting. The third one is Limoisa Mashiach. Limoisa Mashiach, Egypt is going to play a little bit of a role. But the bottom line is, this is another memra where you have Rava in the context of wine. Rava said in Masechtas Yuma, Chamra Verechani Pikrin. He says, you want to know why I'm a Pikeach? He said, there were two things that helped me achieve everything that I achieved. Number one, Chamra, which is wine. Number two, Rechani. I'm not going to translate. But the bottom line is, it was Chamra and Rechani, and it was those two things that got him to where he got. I'll tell you another one. This is the most famous memory in Shas related to wine. Mechayev Inish Lepsume Bepuria Adela Yada Bein Orer Ham Lebaruch Martchai. Who said that? It's Gemara Masechtas Megillah Dav Zayin Amud Beis, and it's Rava that's the one that said that. So we've mentioned this many times, that Rava somehow was associated with wine. Truth is, if you look more carefully at the last few Dafa that we learned, come out every single memra we just learned was Rava. Everything was Rava. And Rav of the famous memras in Shas related to wine are Rava's memras. And for years, just casually, in the course of the daf, we've mentioned, oh, here's another Gemara where Rav is talking about wine, and the question is why. So Yedidi, Reb Yitzi Silber, the Rish Kailo, he shared with me a beautiful Maramakim. And this Maramakim is in the Sefer Chelev Chitim. The author of the Sefer was a Gadol, a Tzaddik, a Makobol. He lived in Tunisia in the 18th century. His name was Rabbi Yitzchak Chai Taub Loimes. That was his name. Rabbi Yitzchak Chai Taub Loimes. Now, how did he get a name? Rabbi Yitzchak Chai Taub Loimes. So legend has it that when this big tzaddik was nifter, so the caretaker of the Beis HaKvaris wrote a matzeva. And he wrote on the matzeva, Rabbi Yitzchak Chai Taub, that was his name, Mace. Either way, that night he has a dream. And in his dream, the neshama of this tzaddik comes to him and he tells him, this is what you write in my matzeva? Mace? Of a prostayid, you write mace. You're supposed to write nifter. Reb Yitzchak Chai Taub nispakish bi yeshiva shalmaila. Reb Yitzchak Chai Taub holach loy lomoy. Reb Yitzchak Chai Taub mace. This is not the way you're supposed to write. Even this person has this dream. He's also chuckled. He wakes up. He goes running to his geshaft. He opens up the door. He doesn't even know what to do. So he takes a little asterisk and in between the word Taub and mace, he writes loy. And that's how it became Yekarei Shmei Yisrael. This year his name was Reb Yitzchak Chai Taub loy mace. Either way. So in this sefer Chelev Chitim, from Reb Yitzchak Chai Taub Loy Meis, in Masechtas Megillah Dav Zayin Amud Beis, he asked this kasha that we've asked in the Chabura on and off for 12 years, Be'ezus Hashem, and that is, quote, Yesh Lahakshois, Lama Rava Oyev Yayin. Why does Rava love wine so much? The Bechol Makam Amar Rava. He's always talking about wine. What is it about Rava and wine? He asked this kasha. And his teretz is a Dover Nifla Adamoy. He said as follows. He said that Arizal writes in his Ksofim, that Rava was a Gilgal of light. He said it's the soid of Tainli HaNefesh for Rechush Kachlov. And he said it's Merumas in the Pasik that when the Malachim come to save light, it says they saved Rechushoi Ben Achi Avram, and Rechushoi Ben Achi Avram is Rosh HaTevis Rava. Reish Beis Aleph. So said Rabbi Yisrael Chai Taub Loi Meis Echad Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha, that Yesh Loi Mar Light, we know, sin terribly. He sinned with Benoisa. And what was the sin? The sin was, it got managed to the point where even Chapu, his daughters, were. And what caused it? The pasuk says, Vayishkar. It happened because he became drunk. Rava was Niskalgal in light, and Rava had to be Mesak in that Pgam of light. And how was he going to be Mesak in that Pgam of light? He was going to drink wine, but he wasn't going to drink wine in the bad way. He was going to drink wine in the good way. He was going to drink wine in Fakek. He was going to use a Lekdusha. Bepchinis Chamre Verechani Pikhin. And that it was the Tafkid of Rava. Yes, the Rav's job in life is Havayis Dabai of a Rav. We know what Rav's job is. But at the same time, Rav also has this submission, this sub-shlichus, and that is he needs to be Mesakin. Ruchushoi ben Achi, he has to be Mesakin Loit. Loit's
Chet came through Vayishkar, and therefore what does Rava do? Rava has to drink wine, and Fakert, he has to use wine in a good way. He said, that's why Rava said, Chai v'nish l'psumi b'puria adlo yada. Because we know that when it comes to the halachic definition of drunk, what's the definition? It's kishechrusoy shaloi. And life came to the point where he mamish couldn't be mafchin between an isha and his own daughters. So Rava held that the yid's avoidness Hashem has to come to the point where your mamish chai v'nish l'psumi adlo yada ben arham l'baruch martchai. That you have to go back to Shechrusay Shaloi, but not be a Vayishkar, Vayiskal, and do all the things that Loi did. Faker, you need to use this Shechrus, and you have to use this wine, and it has to power you, and you have to use it L'toiv. And that's the objective. He says, that's why Rava used to drink wine the whole Erev Pesach. Because Rashi says in Chumash, when the Malachim came to Loi, Loi served them matzahs. And why did he serve them matzahs? Because Leil Pesach Haya. So he says, if that night, Mapechas time, we know was Leil Pesach. So if it happened Leil Pesach, it means this whole thing happened Leil Pesach. So he would drink wine the whole Erev Pesach. So by the time it came to the Seder, Rava was shikavi light. And Afiluachi prabbed the Seder. On that night, Daika, when his neshama sinned, because that's his avoida. His avoida is to go ahead and to do this. A person can drink wine like Loit, and a person can drink wine like Rava. You could drink wine where you're Vayishka and you come to what Loit came to. Pchisus shebe pchisus. And a person can drink wine, and it could be a bechina of Adla Yadav and Aruham al-Baruch Martchai, but it's Yom Kippurim because you reached Mamish, the holiest of the holy, and you come to the highest Madregas. You come to a matziv where it's literally going to be Chamra Virechani Pikhin. So said the Kajuk Lava Goyen in the name of his Rebbe Avnei Nezer, that when someone was Mekabel Nazira, so what did he do? He abstains from wine. He said, but the goal is not to never drink wine again. That's not the objective. If I cared, wine is a davar chashiv, it's a davar kaddish. The objective is for a person to learn to drink wine like Rava and not to drink wine like Loit. So says the Torah, that you know what the objective is? You're going to be a nazir. And bimei nazirusa, you're going to be perish minayayin. But then when you finish your naziris, what are you going to do? V'acha yishte ha-nazir yayin. You're going to go back to drink wine again. But this time when you drink wine, you're going to drink it like a nazir. You're going to be drinking wine like a person that has a Havana, not like Loit. You're going to be drinking wine like Rava. Demis is, Rava himself said this. It's a Gemara Masechtas Yuma Davai and Rava Mabes. It's about wine and it's Rava. Rava Rami. Rava asks Stira. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'yayin Yishamach Levav Enosh. Right? Now, it doesn't say V'yayin Yishamach. It says V'yayin Yisamach. But it could have said Yishamach because there's no Nekudas in the Torah, right? So that was Rava's Kasha. Ksiv, it says V'yayin Yishamach Levav Enosh. Yeah, it's a Karina, but it's not the way you read it. You read it V'yayin Yisamach. So which one is it? Is it Yishamach or Yisamach? So it said Rava, Zocha. If a person is Zocha, Misamchai. Then the Yayin is going to be Misameachim. He's going to come to tremendous Madregas. It's going to be Chamer Verechani Pikhin. Loi Zocha. But if a person drinks wine and he's not Zocha, then it's Yishamach. Mishamamoy. It's going to empty him. It's going to make him to a nothing. The Hainu Dama Rava Chamer Verechani Pikhin. Rava himself asked the Stira. Rava himself acknowledged that Yayin could be Yisamach, but Yayin could also be Yishamach. If you drink too much wine, it's Yishamach, right? It's not Yisamach, and pun intended. But the point is Zocha. If a person is Zocha, you have the schos, then wine can bring you to the highest madregas. Rava's madrega is chamra v'reichani pikhin. It comes from wine. But at the same time, if a person drinks wine and he's loy Zocha, and this person is not Zocha, then not. A person's relationship to wine, it sounds like, is b'mazla talio. Zocha, if you're Zocha, it's Mesamchai. Loi Zoch, if not, it's Meshamamoy. So said Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Yosef Chaim. Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the Ben Ashchai, he said, Yesh Loima, that's Pshan in this Gemara. The Gemara says here in Bava Basra, Om Rav Chir Bar Yosef, Chamra Mazlo Demore Garim. How wine affects a person, it's B'mazlo Talya. The Rashbam said it's Gaiva, but that's not the Lashon HaGemara, says the Goyin Yaakov. It's Mazlo. The Teretz is, it's Rava's Memra. Zocha, if a person is Zocha, Otaguta Mazlo, he's able to use it in the right way, then it's going to be Mesamchai. And Faket, if it's Loi Zocha, then it's going to end up being Meshamamai. But the bottom line is, Rava's always talking about wine. We finally found the Kasha. Lama Rava Oyev Hayayin. Why does Rava love wine so much? The Teretz is, this is not some prostataiva. The reason Rava loves wine so much is because it's in his nefesh. Rava came down on this world. He asked me, Masakin Loit. And the whole chet of Loit came about how? It came about through wine. So Rava's job was to be Masakin that. But what you see here is that Yayin is something
that could be used for the ruchnius of ruchnius, chamre v'reichani pikhin, but at the same time, kolaroyis soite b'kukula yazer atzma min ayayin. It's something that could bring a person literally to sha'el tachtis. Our job is to drink wine like Rava and not to drink wine like Lech.